in this bulletin. Political leaders condemn protests at Melbourne's St Kilda Beach involving right-wing activists. Federal Labor urges universities to toughen their admission standards for teaching degrees. And in football, Australia prepares for its first Asian Cup match against Jordan. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sonia Heidemann. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has condemned what he calls ugly racial protests at Melbourne's St Kilda Beach involving right-wing activists and anti-racism demonstrators. Labor leader Bill Shorten also took to Twitter to condemn the event for picking on minorities. But the two political leaders have remained quiet about independent Queensland Senator Fraser Anning's involvement. The senator attended the event beside right-wing activists and was reportedly filmed making inflammatory remarks about migration. Independent Wentworth MP Karen Phelps says Australia's political leaders should do everything possible to fight right-wing extremism. Meanwhile, Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says the government should refuse to take Senator Anning's vote after his involvement in the event.
It is simply inexcusable as an Australian Member of Parliament to be hanging out with Nazis and Nazi sympathisers. It is simply inexcusable.
Meanwhile, Queensland Senator Fraser Anning will charge taxpayers for his return flights to Melbourne to attend the protests. Senator Anning says he can justify his involvement because he believes Queensland is also facing issues with crime and so-called African gangs. He's told 3AW he was on official business.
Now, as of now, it's been paid for by the government. If I find that it should have been paid for by me when I talk to MAPS, then I'll pay for it. Otherwise, because I was doing something for as a senator.
The Builders Collective of Australia says it's about time other properties connected to the construction company behind Sydney's cracking Opal Tower were looked into. Victoria's Building Authority says it will review developments linked to Icon Co in Melbourne, including a high-rise tower in Docklands and a hotel. But Builders Collective of Australia National President Phil Dwyer says the action should have been taken sooner.
Yes, definitely. Definitely very slow off the mark because the Opal disaster has been going on for some weeks now.
Federal Labor wants Australian universities to take students from the top 30% of high school graduates into teaching degrees. Deputy Opposition Leader Tanya Plibersek says teaching should be as attractive as a profession as medicine. She's asked universities to increase their cut-off marks to ignite competition among applicants. Ms. Plibersek says teaching should be a first choice and not seen as a fallback.
We cannot afford to continually dumb down teaching degrees to enrol people who will never be competent teachers. It's a waste of time and a waste of money for those students. It's a waste of public funding as well.
More than 80,000 Victorians have put their hands up to study a TAFE course for free under a state government package to upskill workers. Nursing has been the preferred course with more than 15,000 inquiries to date. Acting Training and Skills Minister Jala Pulford says the high level of interest in free TAFE shows just how important it is to reduce barriers to training.
Every TAFE and every course has had a real spike in inquiries. 80,000 people across the state have decided to check out what free TAFE is all about, and that's really, really exciting.
To sport, football, and Australia will begin its Asian Cup title defence tonight when it faces Jordan in the United Arab Emirates. The Socceroos won the tournament in 2015, but the side has had a huge amount of change in the past 4 years. To add a blow to their chances, three of their first-choice players have been removed from the squad due to injury or have not been available for selection. Captain Mark Milligan says the squad aren't sure who'll be playing in the first-choice 11.
We haven't been told what the final 11 is yet. We have another session today. Everybody, as I said, everybody's working extremely hard because everybody wants to be a part of this. Everybody's very excited.
Tennis, Simona Halep admits she's unsure whether her back issues are behind her as she prepares for another assault on the Australian Open. Halep will make her first appearance of the summer when she takes her place in the stacked Sydney International field at Homebush this week. It'll be the first time Halep will play since the French Open champion ended her season in October due to a herniated disc in her back. And now a look at the weather. Perth, sunny, a top of 38 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 28. Melbourne, sunny, 22. Hobart, partly cloudy, 22. Canberra, much the same, 26. Wollongong, a shower or 2.22. Sydney, showers 23. Newcastle, much the same, 22. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 31. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32. And Darwin, a late shower or storm, and 34 degrees. This is SBS News.